As we are in the hottest month of the year for us Northern Hemisphere plant friends, I thought it would be pertinent to share this little nugget of knowledge with you on transpiration and how water moves through our plants, as we are likely watering our plants more than we ever have before with this insane heat we're all living through. And we're probably noticing the effects of transpiration on our plants as we move through the heat, so why not understand how it works? Welcome, plant friends, to another teensy tiny nugget of knowledge on
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Welcome back to Bloom and Grow Radio, plant friends. I hope you've had beautifully planty weeks. If you are newer to the podcast, this episode is a part of a mini-series that shows up once a month on the podcast feed called Nuggets of Knowledge, and it's sponsored by my virtual community platform, the Bloom and Grow Virtual Garden Society. These episodes are small, 5-minute snippets, or what I call nuggets, of all sorts of knowledge being shared in the Virtual Garden Society from our incredible horticulturist in residence, Leslie Halleck. It's my hope that you walk away from each mini episode with a little nugget of knowledge to enhance your plant parent experience. So this episode today is a teensy snippet from an epic lecture that Leslie gave called Plant Transpiration: How Humidity and Temperature Impact Your Plants. This is a sliver of one of 10 on-demand lectures on plant science and plant care, ranging from dormancy, seed starting, watering, and so much more that are available at your fingertips the minute you join the Garden Society. And considering that if you are in the Northern Hemisphere like me, you're living through an insane heat wave right now, I figured there would be no better time to share this tidbit of knowledge about transpiration, because I certainly know I am transpiring more as a human, so my plants must be as well. And just so you know, if you're new here, and when you join the Bloom and Grow Garden Society, you not only get immediate access to the replays of all of these lectures, but you also get access to live calls with Leslie and me to help you cut through the overwhelm of plant care and get personalized support. All of the details are in the show notes, so you are always cordially invited. All right, here's Leslie.
To give you a really basic definition of transpiration, essentially, plants are going to absorb water. It's going to move through the plant and be released as water vapor, right? Probably most of you remember enough from seventh grade, you know, a biology class to sort of remember the basic functionalities of transpiration. But of course, as are all biochemical processes and metabolic processes in plants, it's far more complicated. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper than skin deep with you today on this topic. So what does transpiration do? Essentially, bottom line, it helps keep your plant turgid. And we're going to talk about what turgidity is, or what turgor pressure is. It transports minerals and water through your plant. So without transpiration, that process doesn't work. So when you get into questions about plant nutrition, which we're going to get into in a future class, it's all related and intertwined with transpiration. So unless water is moving up and out of your plant, nutrients aren't either, right? So that's something that just might not necessarily be intuitive. And then transpiration also cools your plant. So it's an exothermic process. And so it can cool plants, which is very important to metabolic processes. So these are sort of the very basic foundational things that transpiration does for your plants. So I'm sure you're all familiar with the stomata, the pores on the leaves of a plant, where the plant does gas exchange and where it loses water as vapor through the leaves. That's where the plant is going to lose most of its water as it travels up through the xylem, which transports water and nutrients. And then potentially 90 plus, most of the water that a plant takes up is going to be lost through transpiration. So that should be sort of a first signal to you as to why the topic of transpiration should be very important to you as both an outdoor gardener and an indoor houseplant keeper. That's a lot of water going up and out of your plant. And then usually about 10 or maybe less, you'll see different citations that will give you different percentages, is used in the chemical reactions of that plant, you know, photosynthesis and other metabolic processes. So if you think about it, a lot of what transpiration is doing is sort of holding your plant up and moving things through it, right? And so water needs to do that. And without transpiration, we've got problems.
Thanks so much, plant friends. Come join us in the Garden Society. It's growing season. There is just an insane amount of education. I can't believe we have 10, probably 30 hours of lectures for the cost of a plant, right? And this personal, my favorite part of the Garden Society is actually the AHAs, which are the Ask Our Horticulturist Anythings. Those are monthly calls where they're Zoom calls you can hop on with Leslie, and members of the Garden Society ask any questions they have about their personal plant collections. But what makes these calls really interesting is everybody brings something different to the table. So you cover such a wider range of plant care problems or things people want to work through, but it's so applicable to your plant collection as well. Replays to that are also in the Garden Society. It's really just the best place ever. So come grow with us. We'll be back next week with our longer form episodes. You get 2 long form episodes a month and 1 nugget of knowledge a month. And as always, plant friends, I am here to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group. So if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.